Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to LA Talk Radio and Empowered Communication. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you that the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us to be here with you almost each and every Thursday. Last week was Thanksgiving and we spent it with our families. And we hope you did too. But if you didn't, there was a show in the archives that our Sam was playing for us. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. How are you?
Good. I'm just fine. Had a great Thanksgiving turkey dinner with my daughter there. I live in Carlsbad. And just things just working out.
Well, I love that. I did well. I did a lot of cooking and a lot of baking and spent a lot of time with my family, and then went out to the forest and cut down a Christmas tree up here in the great Northwest. We have a special program for thinning the trees out in the forest, so we get to get a permit and cut a tree down out there in the wilderness and bring it home. So we did that. It was an adventure, and we saw lots of beautiful things, big waterfalls and just amazing. The biggest Sitka spruce tree in the world is here in my my area. So we saw that giant monster of a tree. Quite fun.
That's great. Did you happen to replace the tree, another tree?
What we do is there's a thinning program here. It's for the forest. What we do is we cull it out, and then what they do is they come in and they take the stumps and everything, and they turn them into nurse trees and things like mushrooms and things like that. Because I live in actually a rainforest, so they like it to break everything down and, you know, replenish the earth that way. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, we have what's called a working forest up here, and they're always replenishing. So I contribute to that.
Yeah, I contribute to that. That I asked the question.
Yeah, and we also, because we use a forest and adventure pass, so where our passes go to refinishing, replenishing our forests, which is great.
Good.
So for every one tree we cut down, they plant two.
And you're in Washington.
I am in Washington State. I'm in the coastal region just below the Cascade Mountains. And, you know, we actually have glaciers and things up here. And, of course, some beautiful volcanoes.
They're what?
Volcanoes. We have Mount Rainier. We hope she remains sleeping and she doesn't wake up like Mount St. Helen did in the 80s. So, yeah, pretty amazing. I live in a pretty amazing place.
Good.
Oh, we've got a caller, Dr. Pat. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat.
Good.
Do you have
a
question?
Good.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi. Dr. Pat, I had a couple of questions. One was, I still feel really uncomfortable knowing that my boyfriend uses porn. And I was wondering if you could give me thoughts on that. I watch porn every once in a while, but I don't know. It just still bothers me so much that he uses it.
Well, I'm going to start out with a bit of a lecture. Do you think God and nature have created humans to be monogamous?
No, I don't. I mean, I follow your work, and I agree with
you. Right. You know that. You know I'm going to say it, but I there may be somebody that hasn't listened to me. Nature wants babies. And men, when they're young, have a real desire for sexuality. And I'm sure it isn't to make babies, although there are men that marry and make babies, that most of them really want to have sex with a woman. Would you agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the bad guys, they get girls and have sex.
Yeah.
And so many times the good guys are tempted to look at porn as a substitute for having sex. Now, that may not be the highest level of spirituality, but I believe that a man, if you've got a man that you're chemically attracted to, which is a scientific aspect, it's a part of nature, if you're with a man you have chemistry for, and he has chemistry for you, you are just slightly less polygamous than he is by nature. But you have the right to say no to intercourse. And you have a right to say yes to intercourse. Well, sometimes the good guys, rather than harass women into casual sex, will substitute for porn. And if you and he negotiate some sort of deal, like no porn material in the house, do it outside somewhere, if you two negotiate an agreement on how he can look at sexuality but not touch it, you may decide that you as a couple can accept that. If, on the other hand, you cannot handle it, I'm not saying he's particularly good, but I'm saying the government already has listed rape as a crime. And women very often participate by not saying no. And what I teach, have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and so you know that I really believe that women set the spiritual standard for morality, ethics, legal, and too many women do give men permission to be sexual with them as well as porn. So, what religion were you raised in?
Well, I'm not religious anymore, but my mom started us off in the Catholic Church, and then she went different styles up until I stopped going to church a few years ago.
So, were you taught about the sins of pornography?
I don't think I was taught the sins of pornography. I think as I've grown older that I've been a lot freer with sexuality than when I was young. And I I like to express myself sexually also, and I think I'm
so
a very
you're not one of the women that are giving free sex, free housing, free food, and you know that's not what I teach. What I'm saying here in this conversation is, if you and a man decide that you both like porn, then that's part of your relationship.
Yeah.
If he decides, there are men,
Right. Oh, no, go ahead.
Everybody has their sexual limits. What I'm saying is, if the couple agrees that they like what they're doing and it's not criminal, then it's part of their sex life. But you have every right not to be a free sex partner. I just ask you to be courteous when you turn him down, like, thank you for being sexually interested in me, but I am turned off by porn and I'm torn off by polygamy. So we may be incompatible now that you're asking for us to have sex together, make love. I consider intercourse making love, and I consider sex just hobbies and habits. Animals have it, and we are part animal. So if you are not comfortable, have you had sex with this human being?
Yeah, we've been together a year and 4 months or so, and yeah, I mean, we have a relationship. So.
Are you monogamous?
Yeah.
Are you continuous? Does he see you regularly enough that you don't get hungry for him?
Yes, actually, recently he was starting to talk about that we should start saving up for a house, and then all of a sudden he asked me how long I wanted to be with him, and that if I he could move, if he wanted me to move in, like if he wanted, if I could, if he could move in.
Would you live with him without being engaged?
I'm very conflicted about whether or not I want him as a long-time partner. Because
to marry him, are you interested in being legally married?
No, not, no.
Okay. So your sexuality is, you don't want to legally marry, and he wants to look at women in magazines and movies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah. Is he 51% valuable?
He is. I love him. I have a lot of fun with him. And he.
No. Love is accepting. You're supposed to love Hitler. Do you him?
Yeah.
Do you like him enough?
I like him enough that I want to see where things go with us further. I like when he makes plans. Like the fact that he wants to buy a house for me shows a lot. But that to me is pretty big. It really surprised me. And he's very serious about it. So, I don't know.
Well, if he were to keep his porn out of your home, in his office, in his wherever, would you be able to negotiate that agreement?
I don't, he does it at home. So I know that he goes to the restroom or before showers and he does it. And I guess it just still makes me uncomfortable. I'm not really, I don't think that he would agree to not, he's already expressed that he doesn't, he wants to be with somebody that doesn't want to make a big deal out of his watching porn.
Magazine collection. That's what I'm saying. Is he not?
Oh, well, he doesn't have a magazine. He just uses his phone. That's all he uses, his phone.
He doesn't have an IDD? What?
He only uses his phone. He doesn't use magazines.
What does he use?
He gets on his telephone and he goes on to Reddit or Pornhub, whatever social porn access that there is. That's how he told me that's how he...
Okay, so he's porn. Into professional porn.
Right.
And you're not into marriage. Is he into marriage?
Right, and I'm not into marriage. I don't know. I know we both don't want kids, and he told me when we first met, I said that I didn't want to be married unless I found somebody that did want to have kids, then I would want to get married. But I do want a partner, and to me that means being engaged in some way one day. But he also asked me if I would be open to marriage one day, and I said yeah. So I don't think that he's totally against marriage, but I can see sometimes when people do get married that he's just like, why do they do that? So he's not very clear.
Well, I mean, but do you have any interest in having kids?
No, well, neither one of us want kids.
Okay, well, that's just fine. There's kids on the planet. So
yes.
I want you to notice that each human being has something that you don't like. Everybody does. He has something you don't. What does he not like about you?
Probably that I still don't control my feelings sometimes, and so I blurt out things or I don't make appointments, and he gets upset about that. So basically,
so what you're saying is you're disrespectful at times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it, and he doesn't like it, and then he asks me to please behave, as he says.
All right.
I mean, he...
So
yeah.
Are you going to stay with him through the holidays?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to leave him the first week in January?
No.
Pardon?
No. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to tolerate him but not accept him or reject him?
No, that's the thing. I want to accept it. I always question why it bothers me so much. I've been married two other times, and I know that those two men watched porn, and I don't understand why it bothers me so much now.
Were you ever molested as a child?
Yes.
Did any man molest you under the age of 10?
Yes.
Who was it?
One was a man that my dad brought over, and then my...
What?
One was a man that my dad brought over, and then my step grandfather also, and I think maybe a cousin.
So do you understand you may hate men and their sexuality?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you be a lesbian?
No, I like men too much.
No, you don't like men. You like their penis in your body. Do you understand that your disrespect for this man may be based on your man hate?
Well, it's very surprising to me because that's the one thing that even after I got divorced, I didn't want. I didn't want to be bitter. I didn't want to hate men. I find
But why did
useful.
You
I do want
end up, tell me what the reasons for your divorce were.
Oh, my last husband went to prison and I waited for him, but ultimately it was because he had an affair and I had an affair. So
he
didn't have
No, he wasn't a porn guy. He was an unfaithful man.
Yeah, he was unfaithful. Yeah, and also, I mean, even with my boyfriend now, he'll still ask me like how many years it's gonna take for me to trust him because I still don't feel like I trust him fully.
No, you don't. You don't trust men.
Hmm.
Do you ever go to therapy? Do you ever go to therapy?
Yes, I go to therapy. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of TMS?
Yes, I actually do want to try TMS. I guess
I want you to try it. What city are you living in?
I live in El Paso, Texas.
Do you want the number of the Los Angeles TMS Center?
They will help me find somebody here. Or?
No, dear, they will give you them.
Okay. That's
Do you want TMS? I'll give you the number. It's in Los Angeles. I'll give you the address too. Do you understand?
Okay.
That your emotional makeup has impacted your brain. And now when a man deviates from your standards, which are not good because you've been wounded terribly, and EMDR is a talk therapy and it's excellent, but you have it super, you really sound like a man hater.
Oh, well, I don't want that. I don't want to hate my boyfriend. I like him.
Well,
he's a really sweet guy.
No, you don't like him. You love him. Liking is approval. You don't approve of him. You love him. Like I said, you're supposed to love Hitler.
Yeah.
Love is acceptance. Liking is approval. You do not approve of anybody that owns a penis. Mm. And your divorce record demonstrates that.
Mm.
You understand?
Well, yeah, I mean, but
would you be willing to go to the place I'm going to give you in Los Angeles? Would you be willing to go there and let them evaluate you for appropriateness for transcranial electromagnetic stimulation? That's what the TMS is about.
Mm.
And if you're interested, here's the TMS. It's a TMS center. It's at 2100 Sawtella Boulevard.
Okay.
Room 206. Phone number 424-261. 8448.
Okay.
I would not dump a man and I wouldn't get a new one until somebody evaluated you for your wound.
Okay.
And I want to give you a book that was written during the Women's Lib movement, go to a secondhand bookstore and buy A Taste for Pain on Masochism and Female Sexuality by Maria Marcos, Marcus.
Okay.
I'm letting you know that. Do you understand I'm saying that you're wounded and it's spotting? I'm spotting you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've helped me before, and I guess that's why my boyfriend constantly.
Did you tell me the same thing?
I didn't. We didn't talk about this, but you've told me before,
what?
And it's just. No, we didn't talk about this particular subject.
You must not have told me about the porn thing, did you?
No, I didn't. No, it's just.
Well, if you didn't tell me about the porn thing, I couldn't have worked my way to it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there. Anyway, please, how old are you?
I'm 46.
36. You're early in your life and you're at the prime time of your life, but you've been wounded seriously, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm 46 and he's 27. So
he's what?
46 and 20. He's 27 years old and I'm 46 years old.
Oh, you're 46 and he's 27?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, that, you know, doesn't, it's here nor there, but so.
Well, it's not, in other words, he's not like the other boyfriend, husband. He's not having sex with somebody. He just
I don't know.
Honey, I understand you're incompatible, but you're incompatible based on a wound. See, when you get treated for what's wrong with you, you will not even date. When you said you've dated him a while and you've had sex with him, a woman who's been molested and turned off by a man doesn't have sex with men. The fact that you've...
So what does that mean? I don't get it.
What that means is you like horny guys. Your chemistry in their body tells your brain that you like it. How old were you at your first molestation?
Probably, I don't know. I was probably 7 or so. I'm not sure.
Take a guess.
Yeah, probably like, I'm thinking like 7 or so.
That's right, 7 years old. I want you to understand, you've heard of tribes fighting.
Of what?
You know, tribes fighting in the old days, Neanderthal.
Tribes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What do they do with the men if the tribe wins?
They kill the men.
What do they do with the young women?
They rape them.
They use them sexually, dear.
So you mean that I'm with my boyfriend more so because
Your brain, do you, I want you to know something. If you ever get a chance to have a brain speck, brain speck, that when some bad man stimulated you sexually under the age of your first period, you produce excessive amounts of dopamine receptors. You become a neurobiologically horny woman, hornier than normal women. That's why you had a boyfriend that was a player. You're with this guy. Do you understand that if I'm telling you the truth, and I think I am, your brain was damaged by the molestation in order for you to survive in the enemy tribe? They didn't kill the baby girls. They turned them into horny dogs. Do you know all those girls that are doing their strip jobs and their prostitution and their brothels?
Yeah.
9 out of 10 of them, 9 out of 10 of them have been molested. I have one super student that literally works with women in strip clubs because he knows from me that they've been molested and their brain damaged, and he fathers them without sex. Is that a calling or is that a calling?
Right. That's nice. Well, I'm still just not, to be honest, I'm still not sure that I trust him, because I had talked to you before about how I always thought he was doing something, but there was no evidence. But then one day he did have like marks on his back, which he never admitted to. But recently, when I brought it up again in a fight,
why would anybody admit it? You can put him in jail.
Yeah, but then he apologized for the marks, because I told him that the marks meant to me like that he had betrayed us, but he never admitted to anything. But then he apologized for them. And I thought that was strange. And
That was his honesty showing. I want you to understand that from my professional opinion, you have been molested early on in your life, and it imprinted your brain so that your pleasure center in your brain sexually is hornier than a dog.
But I've been doing really well with your work. Like I got him because I didn't have sex with him, and he asked me
to
be his girlfriend after he courted
me. I want you to know that men love my women because they're virtuous. Men don't marry vaginas.
Yeah.
Real men marry virtue with virginal women. But women are so busy being men that they're giving away sex, and that's impacting our birth rate. It's impacting our marriage and divorce rate. So I hope I've given you information, and maybe somebody out there got it. But in my opinion, you're wounded.
Okay. Well, I'll still keep working.
And
on
by the way, I'm certified as a sex addict specialist therapist, McLean Hospital, Patrick Carnes approved of me, and he's top dog in the sex addiction area.
Yeah.
Go get evaluated at least, please.
And we've got more calls, Dr. Allen, so we're going to have to move on.
Thank you
so much, caller. Good luck.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Kelly.
No problem. Here we go. Sam's going to get us another call. No, you did great, Dr. Allen. I think that was really important. You needed to talk to her. She needed that data.
I know that.
And so if you have the TMS number, we should probably put that out for the show notes. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. Yeah, turn down your radio. Welcome to you. Uh-oh. Okay. Well,
do you want that number, Kelly?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh,
hi, caller.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello there. I thought about you today when I realized it was Thursday.
You did. What did you think?
I thought, I wonder if he cherishes her and she respects him.
Since you're bringing that up, so I had a conversation with her yesterday, and she said that'll do it. We hadn't talked as much lately. She had been very busy with work. Maybe some other things were going on as well. We were talking about a bunch of things, but to make a long story short, she said that she didn't want to be in a committed relationship with me anymore, and that she was willing to go back to dating or not being in touch in the future. And I said, okay, I'll think about that. And in the meantime, I'll get back to you when I have an answer on that.
And the reason that you're saying this is that she's starting to be incompatible for a long-term relationship. Am I correct?
That is part of it. We definitely have chemistry. We communicate pretty well. But compatibility with the distance and some things about both of us. I certainly had some concerns about her. She has some concerns about me. So
you're in the second 3 months, right?
I suppose like right around, it was about 6 months since I met her and about a month and a half since we agreed to be exclusive, although that's no longer going.
The first 3 months in a relationship, when you meet and you bing with the chemistry, the first 3 months, remember, it takes about 3 minutes for your body goes, whoa. Science
is the
secret. Anyway, the first 3 months are perfect. Everybody's faking it. The second 3 months, the blurps are showing up and you're having to handle things that are not perfect. The third 3 months, you either negotiate time, space, money, and play, or there is no fourth 3 months. So it takes approximately 9 months to really know anybody. Like I worked with the last lady, it takes a while. You don't know anybody until you know them a year.
Yes. I know that is one of your big things. And in some ways, I feel sad, but also relieved because she definitely has a number of challenges. And I could go back to dating. I don't want to go back to going from a relationship to dating with her. That's what she wants to go back
to
dating other people.
That.
And I'm not interested in that.
You know why you don't? Because your chemistry is still going to go even if you don't like her. Some people have longer divorces than marriages just because they have chemistry for each other. Chemistry does not go away. It turns from love to hate.
That could be.
I think that's certainly happened with exes. Some of the saddest divorces become friendships. which block one or two people from meeting and greeting and mating with somebody new. Nature has a way of keeping people together when there's chemistry, even though you're not practicing sexuality.
Yes, and that's why I'm of the opinion that I'm not interested in going back to dating and her putting me through litmus tests or whatever, because I have some real concerns about her, and I also want to be sure that I'm available for someone else moving forward if we're not moving forward anymore.
Just remember, it takes 2 years to get over a death, a divorce, or a love affair.
Yeah. And she's talked about the bonding. I suppose in some ways I am, but in some ways I'm also relieved, because I didn't like a lot of the things she was saying. They didn't seem respectful and in some ways mothering. And I eventually told her, look, I don't want to hear any more of that. I want to get clarity on what you want moving forward so I can say yes or no to it or think about it. So I'm in the think about it. So my question, well, unless you have something else to add to it, is
does this
sound like I buy a letter ton?
Yep, that's true. You're not compatible, dear.
Yeah, I can accept that.
You need monogamy, continuity, and similarity in goals, which is mating. I have no problem with mating, especially if you don't want kids. And marriage, which is good for kids because it gives them family. So you did have sexuality. You did have compatibility to a point. But now you're entering into that third cycle of not being emotionally compatible.
Or life, or more life things compatible. And I thought a number of respect was going. But as far as I'm concerned, it's over, since I don't want to do those two things unless I certainly don't want to go back to dating. And then if the other choice is nothing at all, then I'm fine. I already told her that, you know, once I break up with somebody, I don't keep in touch with them as
That's
friends.
Right.
So then what, you know, so again, it to me, it doesn't seem like there's a relationship anymore, and that it's about, you know, taking care of myself, being
but
available
you do
out there.
And putting, if your chemistry was good, you'll be getting calls from her.
I expect that could happen. I know that it happened with my last ex for a while, who did want to talk and patch things up. And again, she's certainly gone back and forth about things.
Do you understand that's what chemistry does? That's
what chemistry does. No, we definitely had that, and I've certainly had it with other people before. And she said she would respect and not reach out, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did. But now, I think it's on me to put together the high buy letter, since I said I would think about it. I don't think I'm going to call her again if I stick to the idea that, you know, well, okay, I don't think there's a path forward for us, but I do want to say goodbye in a respectful way, and also own some of my stuff. So if you think that that's also a good idea, if I could get the outline for that stuff, that would be
I want you to do it right now.
Okay.
Paragraph one. Everything you liked, loved, and lusted about her.
Okay.
Second, the pain of realizing you're not compatible and why. Please let her know what turned you off. She has to respect you as a man for you to be able to cherish her, especially when you are getting midlife.
Uh-huh.
Got it?
Yeah, no, paragraph two, the pain.
Then the third paragraph is what you don't want in a relationship, which is part of the pain.
Okay.
And the fourth paragraph is what you do want in a relationship that she didn't come through with. Make this a learning experience for her. And the fifth paragraph is, thank you so much for the fun time we did have. Thank you for reading this letter. And I cannot be your friend because I had feelings for you. And I want to be over this relationship with another woman, which is goodbye.
Okay, that sounds good. When I think about the third and fourth paragraph, I don't know, isn't that kind of mean? And, you know, what I want and don't want could be very different than what she's dealing with, you know, with other people. So I get writing that for myself.
I understand what you're saying, but you're not giving her information. And please feel free to give her the book. Now, don't give her the book, but give her the title, Getting to I Do.
Mm-hmm. I've told her a little bit about you.
I know that. And I've got a book for you, Brian.
Oh, is it Man's World and a Woman's Universe?
No, that's one I've already written. No. I'm talking about one that's expanding my brains. You do know that my doctoral is Androgynous Semantic Syntactical Realignment. You do know that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I've gotten a book by Antonio Damasio, author of A Strange Order of Things, which talks about...
How do you spell the last name, Damasio?
D-A-M-A-S-I-O.
Antonio, okay.
And listen to this title. Now, I want to give the premise because you're perfect for giving it to. Descartes.
Okay.
You know the guy Descartes? He believes
I think therefore I am. Yes, I read one of his books in college.
That's right. Well, now this guy has written a book, Feeling and Knowing, Making Minds Conscious. He's putting together the body chemistry, which is yin controlled, that's women, and the mind, which is what men like so much. Can you imagine feeling and knowing, making minds conscious, by Antonio Damasio?
Okay, I wrote it down. I'll certainly look into it. I appreciate it.
Good. All right. Have we done you a job now?
Well, I suppose that's the basics, running by what you thought of the situation, and it sounds like letting it go and writing the letter and giving myself a little more time to think about it. But I do plan to send her a letter as opposed to getting on the phone, because I don't know, I think getting on the phone will just be a lot of, you know, back and forth, and you know, make the pulling of the heartstrings even more difficult.
Okay, so have we done our job?
I suppose so. And since I've got you here, as far as going out and dating
you
again,
all the same.
And what? That's right. So because I know different people suggest different things. Do you suggest getting right back out there or taking some time in a situation?
No.
Like this?
Do you want to know something? When I teach people getting to I do, they're ready to just pick up. There's an amazing amount of comfort in knowing what's wrong.
And what's wrong? What do you mean?
What's wrong with the relationship? Remember my book? My
right.
book is called Getting to I Do.
Yes,
is
I've got it on the show.
Semantic or syntactical? Which is that?
Is that syntactical? That would be my guess.
It is, because it's based on the body, chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have to call my book in Germany when they printed it?
I don't know.
No man for one night. Is that semantics or syntax?
I think I'm going to get syntax on, semantic on that.
No, it's semantics.
No.
Semantics are precise, diagrammatic. Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
In the classes I teach, I have 27 diagrams that nobody could understand if they didn't take the class. But I've written my summary book, It's a Man's World. Is that syntax or semantics?
I think I'm going to say semantics.
You're right. It's accuracy. It's diagrammatic. And then what is getting to I do? Getting to I do is syntax. No, I'm talking about It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. Semantics. A woman's universe is energy. I Ching. I didn't even know this Damasio book. It's just come out. And now I can see that I unconsciously divided my book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, into two books, which were the workbook for semantic diagrams and the talking part, which is syntax.
Right.
You want
right,
to know?
Yes, that.
I want to give you just one more thing. Do you want an example from the magazine?
Sure. Although I certainly also want to hear if you think it's a good idea to get back to dating immediately, but I'd like to hear both.
Okay. This is what Science Magazine from 4 October 19th had. They said the neural basis of combinatory syntax and semantics was the science behind my work before I had it. And here's an example, please. I've already given you the one with the two books. In Germany, my book is called No Man for One Night, which is very factual and very semantic. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My book, Getting to I Do, is very syntactical and is very feminine. Got that?
I'm writing it down, but yes, thank you.
Okay, so that's the science statement, and the science magazine Post has been doing monthly. They've been adding to this, and that's where I got the reference to Antonio Damasio. I think that maybe somebody knew my work, and he's been teaching it, and he came out with the big book, because he knows I have sale power with my books. I hope I made a difference.
That's possible. I did read a book that you were mentioned in, I think, back from the 80s, maybe the 90s, about
I know
about
that
dating,
too.
not in a positive light, though, but I'm just telling you.
I work with all of my students, and I help them by approving of their theories without getting any money, no front page cover, only acknowledgement in the magazine or the book. I want the message carried. I don't need the money. Well, I like money, but I mean, I can just hear my family going, "Oh, well."
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you do a lot, and I'm certainly appreciative that it's getting a lot of places, and that we still get to enjoy you this way.
Good. Excellent. What was I going to show you? I was going to show you the example in the semantics in the book. Listen to what I'm saying. Mary painted the beans black. Got that?
Okay.
Mary painted the black beans. Which one was semantics?
Mary
first
painted the beans black. Mary painted the black beans. The first one sounds more, I'm guessing, more descriptive and feminine, where the first one sounds like it's more, black and white, you know, just describing what happened. Yes, more exact, maybe more exact, and maybe more thought, and maybe more masculine.
They have a great phrase in one of these magazines: syntactical flexibility. Do you want to know another name for that?
Sure.
A woman's mind with that big corpus callosum.
Oh yes. So that's her. She's definitely very smart, and she goes back and forth on lots of things, including me.
You know what that causes? Narcissism.
She owns some of her selfishness, and she definitely, I could see some of that. You know, maybe not in those words. I definitely hear women calling men narcissists than themselves, but there's definitely plenty of female narcissists out there too.
Darling, we'll talk about another time. Have I convinced you that what my work is doing is making a difference, at least to you and I?
Well, you didn't convince me of that today, because I've already believed it for a while. But you've already helped me in a big way, and it sounds like it's time for me to get back out there and see what there is.
So did you see Mary painted the beans black is syntactically application of change, which is more feeling centered. And Mary painted the black beans. No, Mary painted the beans black. That's syntax. Mary painted the black beans is semantics.
Yeah, the latter seems like it's more feminine from what you were saying.
That's right. Okay.
I'm glad I'm able to follow something new on that, and I'll certainly check out that book. Thank you.
Please
thank you again for your time.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye. Right.
Okay. Goodbye. Kelly, the number for TMS Center.
Mm-hmm.
In Los Angeles, but every city has them.
Yeah.
And if they want a magazine, the magazine is October 4th, Science Magazine 2019. Now, here's the phone number for the on Sawtell, 2100 Sawtell Boulevard, room 206, 424-261-8448. And this is for transcranial, right and left lobe in the brain, electromagnetic stimulation.
Awesome. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Caller, do you have a question?
Hi, yeah. Dr. Pat Allen. Hi. I've been to your seminars and I've talked to you on the phone before. I'm one of your clients. But I have a question because a man has been dating me for the past few weeks and we went on our third date.
How many weeks?
3 weeks, but I met him. He met me in our biology class. So it's been like a few months since I've known him, but we've only been on 3 dates.
That's fine.
So he wanted to have sex on Monday on our last date.
How long does it take for a man? Men pick with their eyes. Women pick with their ears. Women that are men pick with their eyes. Men that are women pick with their ears. Oh, you own that car? You own that house? Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Did you say
thank you for being sexually interested in me? Did you reward him for having the guts to say he liked your looks?
No, I forgot to do that. Well, no, I did say that I'll bond to him if I have sex, and that I didn't feel safe yet.
You said monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Yeah. So I forgot to say longevity, but I said monogamy and continuity, and he agreed. He said, "Well, why don't we do that?"
But do you understand? If you don't say longevity, you're not saying whether you're going to mate, whether you're already married, or you're aiming towards marriage. I insist that when you gracefully turn a man down, when he offers you a sexual, you know, they like sex. We like to make loves.
Right. So I said monogamy and continuity, but I forgot to say longevity, but he said
no,
he
you didn't forget.
Said,
you know what you did? Women are afraid that men will run away if you use the word marriage. And guess what? The bad ones will run away and the good ones will marry you.
Right. I really like him, so I probably did. Yeah. So he agreed to that, and then he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I said yes, but I still didn't have sex with him. So
you still didn't
how
what?
Do I bring it up again? I still didn't
you don't
have
bring
sex
it up
him.
Again. You don't bring it up again. He already got his answer. You will not have intercourse, make love, until you're comfortable. That could be a while.
Okay.
Women have got to feel good to do good. That's the way our neurobrain and our biological nervous system operates. We have to feel good or it damages us. Men have to do good, act like gentlemen. Men have to do good to feel good, to be our boyfriends. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have. And I listen to your podcast all the time.
Oh, I see. Good. I see.
So then after he messaged me, because I don't message him, but he's just very like dry on the text and on the phone. But he's so like affectionate and like lovey in person. Do you think that's just his personality? It's just like confusing.
You said some descriptive syntactical words, but what does he do that turns you off?
Like when it's on the phone, like he's not very like communicative. After he said I was his girlfriend, he kind of just he messaged me the next day and just said, oh, that was an interesting lecture after we had our Zoom class. And then that's it. And then he hasn't messaged
me. Well, maybe he doesn't. Does he hold your hand? Does he pet your hair? What does he do to show affection?
Yes, he does all of that. He's very affectionate in person. Very affectionate.
Well, then, do you need words from his left lobe, or can you handle his right lobe affection?
I think I can just handle that. I'm just not used to such a like dramatic difference. I think my ex-boyfriends, they were all very like on the phone, more communicative, and they were.
I understand that. And when you're on the phone, do men text you?
Yes.
And which lobe in the brain texts?
The left lobe.
And is the left lobe affectionate or factual?
Factual.
And is factual masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
And do you want to be masculine?
No.
Then would you please let him be affectionate?
Yes. So it doesn't matter if he doesn't text me that often, as long as he shows me, like, in person.
If he shows you affection, cherishing, here's some of the words. This is from my classes. Here's what he's like. He's concrete. He asked you.
Yes.
He said yes. He didn't say, well, I got to get to know you. Can I go home with you? Performer. Does he have a job?
Yes, he has an engineering. He already has an engineering degree.
Oh, my God. Does he think?
Think yes.
Is he respectable?
Yes.
Is he a leader?
Yes, definitely.
Is he a asserter?
Yes.
Is he a protector?
Yes.
Is he active? Does he do things?
Yes, he's very active.
Do you feel loved by him?
Yeah, I feel really loved by him when we're in person.
What?
But then I feel really loved by him when we're in person. But then when we're not together, when he texts me, I just feel like it's so cold. I just feel like it's like really detached.
I got news for you, because texting is masculine.
Like when we're together, he's so sweet. He's really sweet. Always pays, takes the lead, tells me where we're
gonna go. I'm gonna go over the feminine. I'm going over the feminine words for you.
Okay.
Now, men are concrete. Women are abstract. We feel and think, don't we? We have a larger corpus callosum, and we drive men crazy because we don't think logically. We mix our thinking with our feelings. That's what you're doing right now.
He doesn't talk enough.
Oh, yeah, that's his house, but he doesn't talk enough.
Oh, yes.
You're a processor. You're working it through by calling me. How long have you been sitting on the phone?
Not long. I tried calling like at 4, but I didn't get through. And then I just kept calling a few more times.
Yeah, that's right. Because if you stay with it, we're going to try to get everybody on.
Right.
Are you a feeler? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to be cherished? Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want to follow him or lead him?
No.
You
want to
lead
him.
I want him talking. I want him talking.
Oh, you're right.
Responder. Do you realize you're nervous because you don't have anything to talk about? Your masculine wants to talk.
Oh my God, you're right. Like I've been having like anxiety because I feel like he just like goes cold.
He's not cold. He doesn't want to fight. Do you feel protected by him?
Yeah.
Provided for.
Yes.
Passive. Passive, patient, and vulnerable. Remember? Passive, patient, and vulnerable. Yeah. And
yes,
guess what the last word is? Self-lover.
Right.
What's talking got to do with you?
Right.
He got you to be his girlfriend in how many dates?
3.
Isn't that a bit much? I give you 3 dates to get him to be a girlfriend. He gives you the, yes, I want to be your boyfriend. And you're mad at him.
Yeah, why is that?
What?
Why is that? Why am I mad at him?
Because you think that what you see on TV and in radio and in movies is reality.
Right.
You better start watching. Who's cherishing who? He asked you to make love, yes or no?
Yes.
Within 3 dates.
Right.
And you were insulted.
Right. I was just a little bit surprised.
I said, when a man knows his penis flags in the wind in 3 minutes.
Right. Do you think he really wants to be my boyfriend? Or did he just say that? Do you think he really wants to be my boyfriend? Or did he just say that to get laid? But I still didn't.
Did he ask you for another date?
Not yet, but he's been messaging me.
Honey, he's been messaging you to ask you for a date. Do you understand? He knew he was going to fall in love with you when he smelled you.
We have a lot of chemistry, like crazy chemistry.
I know that, dear. You don't let that penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
No.
Got it?
No way. No.
And do you want a promise ring? Do you want to go steady ring?
Yeah, because I just get really bonded to men.
What?
I get really bonded to men quickly.
Well, I suggest you don't have intercourse with him until you know him. Is he married?
Okay.
Does he want to be married?
I don't know. I have to, well, the longevity.
I want you
to
know. Look, you will know when you can make love, but it's not until you feel safe.
Right. And I don't.
Well, how could you? You just met him.
Yeah, exactly.
All you agreed to was being his girlfriend. That's good enough. But that does not mean you have to have intercourse.
Right. And we've been in the same class since August. We're both taking a biology class. And so it's been since August. But, I mean, really, we've only gone on three, real dates.
Would you please act like a young couple getting to know each other?
Yes.
What else do you want to know?
So should I just, if he wants to have sex again, then do I say about the longevity?
I don't want you to ever have sex. I want you to make love because you know you're working towards a wedding.
Okay.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Is he qualified yet?
I don't know him well enough.
Then you better well enough know him before you let his penis into your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes. I have one more quick question. I know that when you say that when men use mind-altering chemicals, they go feminine. And when women use mind-altering chemicals, they go masculine. But so I have ADHD and I take Adderall study.
That's medicine. That's not mind-altering.
Okay.
That's mind-healing.
Okay. I just worried that was making me mad.
No, dear.
But
somebody says, are you ADHD?
Uh-huh.
What's your diagnosis? Yes.
ADHD.
Why are you taking Adderall?
For my ADHD.
Is that what they've told you?
Yeah, it helps with it.
Well, there's a book called Driven to Distraction. It's about ADHD.
Uh-huh.
Do you want, I'm getting the book right now. Driven to Distraction, Tension Deficit Disorder. This is for people this is more for him than you, but I want you to read it. By Edward Hallowell and John Rati, MD, both doctors.
Okay.
Driven to Distraction. That's why you're very focused on language.
Oh, yeah, I'm really focused on it.
I know that.
But
that's because you have a disability with that.
And then I got hyper.
Have you ever read Five Languages of Love? Have you ever read Five Languages of Love?
Yes, the love languages, the different love languages.
What?
The different love languages,
some people like words, some people like gifts, some people. Everybody has a different language.
Right.
You see, I'm looking for the five languages, but I'm not finding them right now. Okay.
Okay.
What else do you want from me today? I think you're doing great.
Okay. So just keep my mouth shut.
Why keep your mouth shut? Why not talk when he talks? Nobody said you had to talk.
I do. Okay. I do.
Okay. You do what?
I talk when he talks. I just respond and I never, I talk when he talks and I only, I respond and I don't initiate.
Wait, I'm looking for the book. Anyway, Five Languages of Love. So with that in mind, are we done?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Call again.
Thank you, caller. Okay, I believe we've got some more calls in our queue. So let's go ahead and see what... Oh, my goodness. Ah, Sam is fast. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello.
Hello. I have a 17-year-old and...
17-year-old what?
Daughter.
Oh, daughter.
And her father, yes. And her father and I mean, he was not in the picture until later. And but he actually badmouthed me in front of her. And I don't know if I've been just ignoring it, you know, when she brings it
what
up.
Did, wait, she, what did he do? What did he do?
He badmouths me, so he criticizes me.
So is he your husband?
No, he's her. I mean, he wasn't in her life until later, and then I encouraged him to have a relationship with her.
What's wrong with that?
And that was good. I've been encouraging. But he seems to be turning, and I'm just wondering, like, what my response is. If
wait a minute, does you know, she like him or does she not like
yes.
him?
Yes, she likes him, and
well,
he likes
get
her.
Get out of the picture.
But so when he bad when she's telling me that he's bad mouthing me, do I just ignore it then? Is that because that's what I've been doing? I just ignore it,
honey. Are you divorced from him?
We were never married. We're not together. No.
Okay. Why don't you not talk to her? Let her talk about her dad.
Okay.
But ask her not to talk about what he says bad about you. That's the reason okay. you're not married to him. But you want
right.
her to have a father.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I'm encouraging their relationship, but I just, so when she brings it up,
say that you only
I'll just say don't, I don't even hear
things.
About it. Yeah.
You don't need to do
okay.
that.
Okay.
Does she drive a car?
Yes. Yes.
Where'd she get it?
From him.
Would you please let her go with him in the car he gave her? But if she tells you bad stories about a man you didn't even marry, you're not going with her anywhere.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've just been.
What?
I just wanted to do the right thing. And I guess that is just to not acknowledge it then. I think that's the way about it.
This is what you say to her.
Okay.
Honey, you have the right to badmouth your father to me, but it really causes me pain.
Okay.
So do you want to see your father and I'll just not see you when you're with him?
Yeah. No, he's badmouthing me to her. So she's coming to me.
I know
saying,
it, but she's telling it to you. I want you to please tell her you don't want to hear her badmouth the man that you want her to know as a father. They like each other.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I think what she's doing is,
thank you.
I think she's telling you these stories in order to keep him from marrying you. Did he ever want to marry you?
No, no, not at all. No. No, I think he just has anger issues, and he's just bad-mouthing me. So
would you please,
I think that just by
not
ignoring that.
Lose.
Yeah.
Look, they like each other. Stay out of their relationship. It's either no bad mouth talk carried to you. You don't want to hear anybody telling bad stories.
Well, see, I don't really like him, and
then stay away from him. She sees him.
And
she's 17 years old.
But I'm just asking down the road. Do I have to? Like, if she gets married, I mean, I don't really want to pretend to like him. And
you're not pretending. You don't have to sit on the same side of the church when they get married. Honey, listen to me.
Yeah.
They have their relationship, and she's 17 years old. Stay out of their relationship unless she promises not to carry bad stories.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I just wanted to confirm that.
That's what I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Let her have her father. That's important. I'm
Very,
glad they like each other.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have to have anything to do with him, but you don't want to hear bad stories from her about him, through him.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't want anything to do with him. Yes.
No, you would if he was nice, but she carries bad stories.
Mm-hmm.
I want you just to tell her not to tell stories on him. You can't change him.
No, I think that that was, I just want, and my other question is,
what?
I am engaged, I'm getting married next year.
Good.
I really don't have any family other than my daughter. So I suggested that we marry at the city hall. And,
why did you plan a wedding? That's his job. Are you the man in the relationship?
No.
Where does your man want to be married?
I don't know.
Well, do you want him to respect you?
I didn't know it was him. I didn't know he should plan it, because we're kind of talking about it now, but I want to set it.
Honey,
was your mother
a man?
Yes.
Well, you're a man too. You wanting to man your daughter and tell her to shut her mouth about her dad? You want to man her, you're the man you got pregnant with, and now you want to man the man you're dating. Do you want to be like your mother?
No, I don't. I'm just at the stage where, and I've been at the stage where we're at the wedding stage, and I just want to make
what is it you're trying to be sure of? Who's ruining your wedding? Don't tell me it's the guy that knocked you up.
No one is ruining it. No one is ruining it. I'm just trying to get, I want to make sure it goes through, it goes through nicely. So you're saying I should just leave it all up to him to plan?
I want you to find out if he wants to get married in City Hall, a church. Where does he want to get married? He's your man.
He says he just says he does whatever I want to do. So
okay, wait a minute. he gave you the right to design the wedding. Now you've given me, now you can do it. What do you need to do for the wedding to be comfortable? And he's going to go to the wedding because he's going to walk his daughter down the aisle. Or remember, he's a father.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the wedding. I'm getting married to
what?
My fiance. No, I'm saying I'm getting married to my
fiance. Your fiance.
Yes, and he's saying to me, you know, wherever we, whatever works for him, is fine. So I said, okay, let's do it at the city hall then.
Okay, so that's fine because he told you. Do you understand? He respected you and told you you could run the wedding.
Yes.
I have no problem with that. I have a problem when you take the power away from him and run the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And do not tell your daughter's father he can't go to the wedding. If she wants him at the wedding, what?
Well, my daughter, yeah, when she gets married, yeah, she can have him at the wedding. That's another wedding. That's her wedding
down
the road.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Have I answered your questions?
Yes. Thank you.
Do you need any others?
Mm-hmm. No. No, that's, thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you, Carl.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got another call coming in, and Sam is at the switchboard doing it for us.
Good.
So awesome.
Thank you, Sam.
Oh, if you want to join one of our groups, you can get on our waiting list by emailing info@drpatallen.com. Get on the waiting list. December is full, but I don't know about January. You can find out by emailing Sue at info@drpatallen.com. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a show
I love
you
your work. I've
call.
Been studying it for over 10 years. Thank you. Thank you. And I
you're
thought
welcome,
I was
welcome.
Doing everything right. I thought I was doing everything right, and then at the end of 3 months, we broke up, and I'm still perplexed. So I don't understand what happened, and I know you can.
Well, tell me what happened. Did he dump
you?
Did
we went
he dump him?
He dumped me. I can understand what he said at the time. At the time, he said, which is true, it was crazy. Crazy chemistry. Like I've never had that kind of chemistry. We never made love. We weren't compatible and we couldn't communicate, it seemed like. But in the very beginning, we did. And this is what, he's an alpha male. We're both over 50. You know, things are going really well. And I thought he said he was sensitive in the beginning. I don't know, but he was acting like a male. I would never call him. I would only respond, and you know, as soon as I could. And then he was going to a conference and invited me along, and asked me how, if I wanted to go. I don't remember if he used the word feel. How do you feel about that? But I said, well, I need to talk to you about it. So anyway, we negotiated, and I said, I bond too readily. I can't, I mean, I could sleep with you, but only if we were in a monogamous relationship headed towards marriage. I forgot the continuity part.
Well, is sleeping including making love?
No. I would only sleep in the bed with him and kiss and stuff, but it would never
involve
of any kind. No,
that's what
no,
I wanted
no
to
magic
find out.
Anymore. Yeah, and I made that clear. I said, I even bond with, even if we're not having intercourse or anything, but if I orgasm, I bond, and I don't want to even orgasm. But I do
enjoy an orgasm. Just don't let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
Well, what happens though, Dr. Pat, is I do get bonded. I bond really easy with people. So
everybody bonds.
Oh, well. So, well, he respected that. And he goes, you know, I'm like that too. And I said, really? I've never met a guy like that. So he agreed.
Well, I got news for you. There's all kinds of guys. And there are guys that have more feelings than other guys.
Well, clearly he does. Oh, and he's left-handed. So he's over 50. He's left-handed. He's an alpha. And he owns his own company.
So he dumped you. Why did he dump you?
Because of compatibility and communication. But
were you talking to him like a mother?
No, I'm very conscious about being respectful. And he even said, like, I wouldn't call him back because I'd call him back, but I would never initiate a call. And he has said, oh, I feel like if I never called you, you would
never. Wait a minute. Do you know what I say? It's 2-1 if you're a girlfriend, boyfriend. Were you a girlfriend?
Well, then before that, I wouldn't. But once I became a girlfriend, I was doing about 2-1, yes.
So what did he say you didn't do?
Well, he kept saying he wanted, you know what, Dr. Pat, I even told him because of my religious beliefs, he thought that perhaps it was my religious beliefs. I don't know. He changed his mind. See, this is the part that hurts. He kept saying, well, he wanted a partner. After a while, he kept saying he wanted a partner. I should have asked what he meant in a partner. But I go, well, if you want to, I felt like he wanted me to be more aggressive in not wait.
A partner is fiance, engaged.
Right. So while we were spending the night together, one morning he got up and was saying, oh, you know,
Wait a minute. You did spend the night. You did share time without intercourse.
Yes, we shared
intercourse.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's because you're not engaged.
Right. And I told him that, you know, I used to say that I'd wait till marriage to make love, but now once we're engaged, I would do that.
Okay, good girl, good girl, good girl.
Yes.
All right, so what he wanted was free sex. Is that what he wanted?
Well, I think that's what he did change his tune because he's telling me one morning after a few weeks of this, he's like, well, you know, I'm getting really, he didn't say tired of it, but I don't know how much longer I can manage all of this, you know, because he's really turned on and not satisfying himself. And I said, well, you can, you know, do what you need to do on your own with, you know, masturbate, in other words.
By the way,
I don't want to do that.
Give him a hand job. Did you
know?
Oh,
I could. Okay.
You can give him a hand job. You can let him go down on you. You just can't go down on him.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Okay. All right. That's good. So I was, though, excited because I thought because we were getting along so well. I was thinking, what are
you
trying to tell me?
Wait a minute. When did he leave you?
Right about 3 months.
He's gone 3 months?
Yeah, but like about a month before that.
Has he ever called you?
No, it's been about a month now and he hasn't. I'm waiting.
He's
but
got one more month. He's got 2 months.
I know.
Has he reached out to you at all? Texting?
No.
Anything?
No.
Okay. He still has 2 months, so he's got one more month to go. Don't call him. Have you written him a hi-bye letter?
No. But I want to understand. I think, I mean, he has obviously a very large corpus callosum because he's left-handed, right?
He is very, very feeling-centered, and that makes him very narcissistic.
Well, that's what I'm thinking what's happened because, you know, he's changed his tune. After one night, I went down to his place. We went out to dinner, and then he drilled me about my religion. So I felt a little bad about that.
Wait a minute. What is your religion?
I'm Mormon, but I'm not active. I'm LDS.
It's okay. Wait a minute. I'm baptized Mormon, too.
I know. I love that about you, but I know. So,
and I'm also Catholic.
Yep, I do
and
know
I'm
that,
also
too.
I'm a minister.
No, I forgot that.
So,
let me tell you. I told him about you. So, okay, he drilled me about the LDS stuff. And he thought it was my religion, and that's the way I was acting. I said,
no,
dear, it's not my...
It's just virtue. You're doing fine. He's got a screw loose, but I want you to write a high-bye letter to give him at the end of 8 weeks of not hearing from him.
So can I say one more thing? I
want to
let you know one more thing. May I please?
What's that?
So I said to him that it's not based on my LDS. It's based on scientific research and proven results by Pat Allen. And I did it that way so that if he ever wanted to research it, because I knew I couldn't tell him to read the book. And I've always remembered you said, well, if the women get it, then the men will get it and love it. Well,
yes,
he read it.
True.
And he said, this feels off. I guess he must have bought how to get to I do. I don't know. He did his own research. So when at first he told me he wanted, okay, a month before, it's about 2 months, he told me he needed space away from me. He needed space. He needed space
Honey,
from my
he's
energy.
He's taking space now, but a month is not long enough. He's not going to hurt until another month goes by.
Well, okay, I agree with you 100%. I understand that. But what he said about your work, it makes me think he's not the right guy because he thought it was gimmicky. Because he thought it was gimmicky. I said,
it's
not
gimmicky.
It
teaches negotiation.
Right. Which makes me think that maybe he's a narcissist.
Honey, do you want him back or don't you?
You know, if he asked me out again, because the chemistry is just so wild, I mean, I've never had chemistry like this, and I've not had a lot of chemistry in my life, I'd be willing to try and work on it. In fact, I was trying to work on it.
Would you please do it, then stop talking about how bad he is, because I want you not to call him. I want you to answer every call. I want you to be willing to date him, because he's not gone till he's gone 8 weeks in my book.
I agree. I guess what I was trying to do is get over him and see if he was a narcissist.
Wait a minute. I'm not done with him.
Oh, okay.
I can't
well,
be
fair.
Done early. You called me because you're not done with him either.
No, I'm not.
So let's get done with him so we don't drag his ashes into the next relationship. That's horrible.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Thank you. I'm so glad I called.
Have you got a paper and a pencil?
I do right now.
Here's the high-bye 5 paragraphs. Paragraph 1, everything you like and love about him.
Okay.
Second prag, the paragraph of his judgmental religious prejudice, the pain of leaving you because you're virtuous.
My pain, right?
Yeah, your pain. He's causing you pain.
Yeah.
The third paragraph,
okay,
I don't want a judgmental boyfriend, husband.
Amen to that.
I want a man who wants a virtuous woman to marry.
Virtuous, who wants, okay, just a second, who wants a virtuous woman to marry. Okay, great.
The last paragraph is, thank you for reading this letter.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you decide to come back and date some more.
Oh, you even say that?
Yes, of course. That's why. Remember, you don't give him this letter if he comes back.
Right, right.
When he comes back, you pick up where you left off.
Right.
This is given to him at the end of 8 weeks of no contact.
Okay. Is it better in the mail or be it?
What, for you to give it to him? Right? You can mail it then, but you mail it after the 8 weeks are done.
Yeah, okay.
But if he calls you, you answer him as fast as you can. And you date him. But you don't have sex with him. Intercourse.
No, I'm not. Believe me. I'm such a believer of your work. I know it. And I love what you've said in the past. And I know you know it. I'm saying it if other women are listening. A man needs to learn to love you more than himself.
Yes.
Being taken advantage of if you let him.
It's either that or he's a little boy.
Yeah, well, exactly. Or he's a little boy.
Okay.
I've done that deal.
Have you got it?
I do. Thank you, Dr. Pat, very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Oops, thank you, caller. All right, I am going to see with our search board if we have time for another one. I don't think we do, but let me double check and see. Okay. No time. All right, so here's what I want to say, everyone. If you want to sign up for one of our groups, get on the waiting list, reach out to info@drpatallen.com. Via email to get on one of the lists for one of our groups. And also Dr. Allen does script reading. You can book an appointment for that the same way, reaching out via email at info@drpatallen.com. Also, you can have your high bi letter critiqued by Dr. Allen as well. Same email, same way to do it. Reach out via email, info@drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
What I have to say is from the Dalai Lama. People were created to be loved. Things were created to be used. Reason why the world is in chaos is because and people are being used.
Well, that pretty much sums up what's been going on. So I agree with Dr. Allen on that. At any rate, we love you all. We are hoping you had a great Thanksgiving. We will be back with you next week. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.